The boys are back in town, and we are ready to go today. I, of course, am the man, the myth, the legend, the leader of the House of Novatican, the guy who probably has stuck his thumb up your mother's asshole at least 3 times today. Maybe 4 if you're listening on a Sunday, because that's God's day. My name is Novak, and I am joined today by the Mountain of Man Titties, the assassin of estrogen, the pile driver of pussy popping.
A shitstorm if you haven't figured that one the fuck out.
And today is a different kind of episode. Today is a very, very wrestling themed episode. Hopefully you're okay with that. You guys really seem to enjoy the tale of the man they call Herb Abrams. Today is a little different. Today is all about fantasy warfare.
Yes.
And that's not just a WWE tagline from a video game.
No, it's not.
I mean, it kind of was, because but Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar Fantasy Warfare, that was a thing that happened.
It's a thing that shouldn't have happened, but it happened, people. It did happen.
Interesting side note. It happened before they said fantasy booking. I'm like, no, you already did that, motherfucker. Don't you bury that WrestleMania match. Like it never happened.
Yeah.
But before we get into fantasy warfare today, and before we really get into the fun stuff, I'd like to take a minute to this is like our first comments about everything that's happened in wrestling lately. You know, 3 deaths in a very short amount of time. 3 tremendous people. I think it's very important we take a moment to reflect and like really realize how
how much these people actually touch our lives. I mean, also there have people like, well, shit, that was a direct accident. Then you had the bullying,
yes,
that's going on right now with some of the wrestlers that have it has
I think
has a female committed suicide in recent
It's very important to remember that what you say to somebody online does take an effect. Just because you can't physically see them does not mean that it doesn't have an effect. This was a very, very young lady who had her whole life ahead of her.
She was 22 years old.
Yes, she was 22, and this shouldn't have happened. And I think
her name was Hannah.
That the reason that this is all happening is just because we don't think about the impact that our words have on people.
We don't. Yes, as wrestling fans, we like to give out our opinions of how we think a wrestler is, does in the ring, should they be the future of a company, should they not? But the problem is sometimes we go too far.
Right.
We go too far. We start DM. We start actually slipping the DMs, and we berate them. We try to call them and just sometimes if a person is already dealing with personal demons, and then you guys go out and personify that by 10 million.
Right.
You're gonna get into their brain, and it's gonna be too much for them, and it's not more so much of, oh my god, I can't. It's more of, you put so much pressure in their brains and the demons get louder. So, and that's usually what causes it.
Remember, hate the character, not the person.
Yes.
But that's really all I want to say about this. I don't want to have it take up too much time. Just, I wish these people,
these families, please, we all wish you peace. We wish you happiness of going forward, and we wanted to let you know that we are huge fans of them all. We are huge wrestling fans from day one. We have nothing wrestling fans. I remember being 4 years old watching wrestling. We believe that all wrestlers should have a chance in the wrestling world if they work hard enough. And these people that have recently died have worked their butts off, and their lives have been taken in a short time. And we just want you to wish to rest in peace. No pun intended. We want them to rest in peace, and we hope their families can find peace and happiness going forward.
And on that note, you guys, it's time for a new segment here on the podcast. We're going to play FKM with Shitstorm.
Okay.
Today's FKM came to us via Twitter. It did. He gave me a very skeptical look, but it did. Not all the options. So, are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. Betty White.
Okay.
Tamina.
Okay.
Fat Oprah.
Fat Oprah, okay.
All right. Kill one, marry one, fuck one.
Well, that's interesting. Let's see. Well, I wouldn't want to kill Betty White.
Neither does Time.
Neither does Time. Yeah. I think her and the Queen have a competition going on of who can live longer. I wouldn't kill Betty White, so I'd actually marry Betty White, because I think that'd be a freaking blast.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that one.
I think I'd marry blast. Okay, so I marry one, I gotta fuck one or kill one.
I like how they made the distinction of Fat Oprah.
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, I'd kill Oprah. And fuck Tamina.
Interesting.
Just because I'm not a fan, I'm gonna probably get some hate from this. Since her TV show has actually went off the air, I've actually come less and less of an Oprah fan. I wasn't a huge fan in the beginning, but I mean, I liked her talk shows. But after that, I stopped becoming a fan. I just couldn't see it.
All right, so FKM 2. All right.
Round 2. Fight!
There's only 2 rounds, but...
I got it.
So, because we are equal opportunity here and love is love...
Oh my God. Okay, so let's do what, guys?
Darby Allin.
Fuck, I'd marry that guy. You see his property? Fuck.
Santino Marella.
I'd kill him. So who am I fucking...
Jim Cornette.
Eh, he's old. He'd probably get winded in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 2 minutes into it, he'll be like, okay, I'm done.
First of all, we both know you're the bottom.
I am not the bottom.
Jim Cornette is topping.
No.
It doesn't matter who it is. Jim Cornette is a top.
Still,
he's too aggressive to be a bottom.
Fuck. And again, he's probably... It wouldn't matter. You get tired 2 minutes into it. 2 minutes into it, I'm done. Thank God.
I'm telling you, Jim Cornette has a 9-inch penis.
Again, 2 minutes into it, he'd be done.
That's still 2 minutes of 9 inches in you. All right, so what are you going to do?
I said it.
Oh, I should tell you, the rules for this one are a little different.
Okay.
It's marry, suck, and fuck.
That you can't change the rules right in the middle. Well,
you gonna suck the cobra?
Yeah, sure. Just to have a funny story.
So what you're saying on this podcast in front of all these people is that you, Shitstorm, would suck Santino Morella's dick.
No, I said I'd suck the cobra.
And by cobra, you mean his penis.
No, I mean by cobra, I mean my cobra.
So what you're saying is...
You're not getting a straight answer out of me, so just move on.
Well, there's no straight answer in any of this round.
All right, we're moving on.
All right, today's pop culture question.
Okay.
Before we get into our main topic today, would you rather... What?
No,
you gave me a look like you don't even know what's about to happen. You have 3 options here.
Okay.
Would you rather live in the Pokemon world, the Digimon world, or would you rather live in, like, you've the Looney Tunes world?
That's a good question. I'd actually honestly go with Digimon. I love Pokemon, don't get me wrong. But I was always a bigger fan of Digimon.
Digimon's a big part of my childhood.
I liked Pokemon. Like, don't get me wrong, that'd be it's kind of cool to have a Pokemon. But with Digimon, there I think there's more of a connection with with your digital partner, you know, with a Digimon partner. So I think that'd actually be pretty cool.
In a lot of ways, you know, in Pokemon you choose the Pokemon, but Digimon, the Digimon chooses you.
Yeah. And honestly, when you, like I said, Pokemon War, you choose Pokemon. And when they go in the ball, they kind of, from what, you know, some say, they already obey you.
Right.
In a sense. And that doesn't seem right. So I'd rather go with the Digimon world, where it's a more powerful connection. It's a
partnership.
A partnership. You guys, it's like destiny, fate chooses you.
And in a lot of ways, you know, you can have as many Pokemon as you want. You get one Digimon partner.
You get one Digimon partner. And like I said, when you fight, it's like you fight with each other, not you
can. Right. Because like Pokemon, you know, you evolve like because of levels and all of that, where in Digimon, your Digimon digivolves.
Because of it's a strategy of battle.
Well, not only that, they digivolve because they want to protect you.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a strategy of battle.
Right.
If the battle does not, if they do not believe you're in enough danger to evolve, you know, digivolve into the next form, they will not. Now, in Pokemon, you can evolve, like Charmander evolves, you know. Right.
Or in Pokemon, like, you can force them to evolve through stones.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're in agreement here this week that we would both pick Digimon. And the one thing that we'd like to talk to you now about, our main topic today, is my smashing supple asshole.
Why?
Because the people want to know.
Do they really? They really need to know about your asshole?
Actually, we're not going to talk about my asshole today, but there is one other thing we are going to talk about before we get into this. A lot of our YouTube followers have listened to the podcast based off of like comments that I've seen on it. It's right here that I would like to officially announce the VLA movie.
Now, this is gonna be a movie for us to bring to you fans. We are not we're gonna have fun doing it, but we all decided that we know what we need to do one more big act. And because you guys deserve a big act, a final act of the VLA, since a lot of you have been VLA fans since day one, mm-hmm. We feel that you guys deserve one more act of us being stupid, dumb, and just hurting ourselves.
I mean, to this day, most of our most viewed videos are still from VLA.
Because people like to see us hurt, fat people hurt themselves.
And returning cast members will include Jay Divinic,
Little Hitler,
Shitstorm,
hell yeah,
Novak, and the man they call Brodus.
Oh my.
Mr. Oh My, Jackie Deej, the Gentleman, Bill Buttingham, Clayton, and Berlin Walls. Live from a Moscow penitentiary. We will get to hear from Ivan during the movie.
And we're not going to talk about that one character.
Yeah, that fucking vampire. What a bitch.
Yeah, what a bitch. I mean, he just goes after
Clayton. Oh, man, he's going to fuck me in the bathroom. I mean, fight me in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I don't know who he was.
Unfortunately, the shitmobile will not be returning.
No, the shitmobile will not be returning. The shitmobile took a shit.
But we'll have more information for you as time comes. Written and directed by yours truly.
Co-star and kind of help writing it.
Edited by TBD.
TBD, yeah.
Depends on if I want to do it. That's the worst part of VLA is the fucking editing.
Especially with some of the acting. Jesus Christ.
I was always good.
And so he says.
Hey, I did all my asshole championship promos in one take.
It was asshole champion.
Oh, by the way, we will be unveiling on the channel the brand new asshole title. Brand new look, brand new design. Also, dropping for the new movie is old school custom VLA t-shirts for Divinic, Shitstorm, Little Hitler, and myself. Merch shop will be available and up and running soon for you to make your transactions there. If you'd like a shirt, a hoodie, a mug, or a tote bag.
A tote bag?
A tote bag.
A tote bag.
I yeah. just wanted also, tote bag. Women's underwear.
Women's underwear? Ooh.
I don't know how that's going to sound.
Can you imagine a guy sitting there grabbing, taking a girl's pants down, all sexual, and then all it says is, no bag.
Shitstorm. That would be right perfect. Across the ass.
Right across the ass. Shitstorm. Or hell, little H.
That's on the men's underwear. But more information for that to come. The t-shirt designs are actually done. I have posted them on our Facebook group, which if you're not over there, you should really get over there. A lot of information comes over there. Follow us on Twitter. He is at @A_JBlood. I'm Sean_Novak. And we'll eventually have a Twitter just for this podcast as well. But we've done enough time plugging our shit.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to plug? You want to tell me to eat at Subway?
Oh, yeah. Eat at Subway, eat fresh, and not sponsored, but hopefully one day sponsored. KFC and I Love Fucking Monster.
Is that the company name, I Love Fucking Monster?
No, I'm just saying I love the energy drink Monster. I think also I love their zero sugar stuff, so because it's good for diabetics. Just saying, if you ever want to, if you're a diabetic out there, Monster does make zero sugar ones. The Ultra Reds are my favorite, and the Fiestas.
And also the company that Ian Shitson would like to personally have sponsor him, Extends for Men's.
No, I'm good.
He's trying to get from a one punch jump to a two punch. Make his dreams come true today.
You're a dick.
Ah, shit. Anyways, today we're talking about fantasy warfare. And more specifically in regards to wrestling. A lot of times you have all these dream matches that, you know, we always hope will happen, but in a realistic sense, we know that it probably won't.
Never.
But, you know, we like to think about it. And today we're looking at AEW versus WWE NXT.
You got to put the WWE part on there. I think it's just called NXT.
I mean, I feel like if Vince sees this, he'll be like, God damn it, that's WWE NXT. Just like ECWWE, damn it.
That was horrible.
Oh, well, don't worry. We're going to do an entire episode on that later.
Oh, yeah.
He's excited. Now, you should have seen his nipples perk up.
Oh, yeah.
But today,
well, that left one. Right one's being shy.
Damn right one. Today, we are looking at a fantasy pay-per-view and what would happen if WWE and NXT stars did battle. And obviously, you know, in this situation, you have to have an even number of matches because no company is going to be like, all right, that's cool if you go over.
Yeah. So just know that we got four winning for NXT and four winning for AEW just because of the simple fact.
Right. But none of these are companies, these are businesses. No one's going to want theirs to look worse. But that doesn't mean we can't do this. The only reason it works for like Survivor Series and WWE is because it's all under the same umbrella, so they win no matter what.
Yeah.
But these are two separate companies. But let's get into this. We call this pay-per-view the Penetration Chamber.
Penetration Chamber it is.
All right, decided that. Don't you fucking steal that, any of you indie fucking marks running your own promotion. I'm going to go to the Penetration Chamber. Because that, when we start our wrestling company, that's our first match is the Penetration Chamber.
Yeah.
The only way to win is to hit the big wiggle Norman Smiley style where you fuck him in the ass. You gotta beat it with the. You have to do it with the John Laurinaitis voice. Yeah, take it, bitch.
Take it. This is for people power.
I'm sorry, but I have to fuck you.
Alrighty, so first match, NXT presents.
NXT presents.
NXT presents.
Oh.
Pete Dunne
The Bruiserweight Pete Dunne. And so I'll announce my people and you announce yours.
All right.
Does that sound good? That's so good. First match, I represent WWE NXT. Shitstorm represents AEW. My first competitor for the night in this singles competition is former NXT UK champion, former NXT tag team champion, the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne.
And coming from AEW, and you should know his late father.
JR only tells you every week.
I know, JR tells you every week that who his father was.
He can't even get the guy's name right. He's like, it's Jungle Jack. He's like, no, it's fucking not.
His name is Jungle Boy.
Yeah, Jungle Jack Perry.
So, Jungle Boy and Pete Dunne. Now, see, I see this being, like I said, I've always saw this. This is a match I say take my money for.
Yep, I'll give you that. It's two young guys who are very good already.
Yes. Jungle Boy's a little more green than Pete Dunne.
Right.
I think that...
Jungle Boy's been what, wrestling 4 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5. Pete Dunne's been doing a little bit longer. He's
a grizzled young veteran.
He's a grown.
Yep. He's not a part of that tag team. Don't fucking say it.
Anyway,
he has no idea. Anyway. You should see the look on his face. Like, okay.
Okay. Anyways, I think it would be a great back and forth. Jungle Boy is a bit of a high flying.
It's fine. It still does it.
I know. High flying kind of personality. Pete Dunne is not really. He's more of a ground and pounder.
That's my porn style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound. Oh, not the conqueror.
Oh, not the joint manipulation. Oh, God.
And Pete Dunne is very good at joint manipulation. So what I think would honestly would happen here is Jungle Boy would get some good flips on him, get some springboards and on top rope, but eventually Pete Dunne is going to wear him out, mm-hmm. get that joint manipulation going, and eventually, you've seen it with when he was facing MJF, and when Jungle Boy was facing MJF, it was the same process, joint manipulation, but I think Pete Dunne would actually do it better than MJF would. But I do think Pete Dunne would go over in this match for the simple fact of joint manipulation, and then he's going to hit the bitter end.
He's lucky he's not fighting Pete Gas from the Mean Street Posse, though. He'd fuck him up.
What, did you fart on him?
Pete Gas, man. That's the fucking Mean Street Posse. Don't you ever disrespect Pete Gas. That's the man right there. That's hot.
It's like ICP. I don't really care.
Hey, first of all, don't you fucking disrespect the Mean Street Posse. Those are Shane's boys. They fucking fought
they got beat up by old man. How good can they be? They got beat up by old man.
First of all, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to fight Pat Patterson.
No, I'm not either. He's trying to bend me over.
Pat Patterson would be like, you're going to take... Oh, you think you're going to go over, huh? Oh,
I'm going to bend over.
I'm going to stretch you. I don't know why.
Why are you going Colonel with it? Why are you going Southern Colonel with it? Did he turn into the Colonel?
He kind of fucking looks like him.
I know he does. Give him a bigger beard, though.
But anyways. Pete Dunne goes over in the first match. What do you got for us next?
Next up, NXT will is represented by.
You didn't even say what the match was.
This is unscripted, by the way. If you've been off again, this is a 12 women match, tag team match.
Do you want to go over the full teams or one at a time?
Just go over full team.
All right, representing NXT. Oh my God, what the fuck is this? My team captain is Rhea Ripley. Then I have Shotzi Blackheart, Scarlett spelled wrong, Dakota Kai, Mia Yim, and Tegan Knox.
Don't make fun of my spelling. And then, okay, so for AEW, I have Bea Priestley. Sorry if I botched the Japanese names, but I call her Emmy. You should know her. Rue,
Hikaru.
Hikaru, thank you. Awesome. Kong, Big Swole, and Statlander. Chris Statlander.
That's the girl that JR fucking buries every week. He's like, he talks about how big she is all the time. Like, she's not that big.
She's not that big.
He just fucking doesn't like her. He's like, that's Chris Statlander. She's got a fat ass.
Like, JR literally does not know what to do with her.
Man, that man is just like, did you, like, especially at the pay-per-view, like, he was just, like, fucking destroying her the entire match. I'm like, all right, JR, I'm wanting to relax.
Chill out. She's good. All right, so this is going to be, I kind of see in this more, kind of like the WWE style always does their tag team.
Mm-hmm.
It's always very chaotic up to the very end.
Everybody tries to get their shit in.
Everybody's getting their stuff in. You know, Bea Priestley's getting her stuff in. Scarlett's getting her stuff in. Blackheart's getting her stuff in. You know, Mia Yim's, you know, being that powerhouse that goes after, you know, Awesome Kong and stuff like that. And, I mean, I just see it being chaotic, you know. And then, but when you get right down to it. Right down to the nitty gritty here.
That's
a little aggressive, wasn't it?
Gonna sound bad on the mic.
That probably will be. Right down to it. Here's how we agreed to see it happen. We see it, Dakota Kai and Statlander fighting it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Dakota Kai eliminating Statlander because Statlander's going to go for her big move. And Dakota Kai is going to miss. Dakota's going to roll away. She's going to miss. And then we also see Dakota Kai and Awesome Kong defeating Awesome Kong.
Yep.
Because I think that Awesome Kong will come in and try to beat Dakota Kai. And Dakota Kai, being who she is, will find a way to just kick Awesome Kong's head off. But after that, I see I cannot say her name, that's why I need your help.
From that point on, after Dakota Kai eliminates Chris Statlander and Awesome Kong, Awesome Kong just basically has a temper tantrum, hits the implant buster on Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai is laid out. And then Hikaru comes in as Dakota Kai is getting up, hits her with her running knee. 1-2-3, a win for AEW.
So, if you're trying to keep count at home, we have one win for NXT, one win for AEW. And then we have the next one, which is a tag team match.
Okay, and who do you got on your side?
Okay, I got Private Party. I got Cassidy and Marco Quinn.
And on my side, I've got a shock to the system. I've got the Undisputed Era, but more importantly, the members of the Undisputed Era I have going in there are Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, because fuck Roderick Strong and fuck anybody who looks like him.
You really hate Roderick Strong, don't you?
He's related to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And you know,
is that why you hate him?
Probably.
Probably.
Like,
does he ever give you five? Did he ever give you $5?
No, like, I've never met him. Like, just through basic, like, going through everything and, like, my family on my stepdad's side, we're related to him. He's just not
there.
I'm not feeling it. I'm the master of the backbreaker. I'm the master of get the fuck off my TV, bitch.
You're bland. You are literally a vanilla midget.
Also, you smell bad.
Okay.
So you smell like baby shoes and piss.
Are you good?
Yeah.
You got one more in you?
No, I'm good.
You good?
Sure? I'm good.
You good?
But your fucking baby shoes. No, I'm good.
Okay, you good?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah. All right. So what do you got for this match?
All right, I got Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and with Cassie and Quinn.
Yep.
I see this being one of the most, like just a fantastic match. You can't beat this match. I mean, with Cassie Highfly and Mark Quinn, I mean, just compliment each other so well.
I would agree with that.
So does Fish and O'Reilly. They just compliment each other so well.
It's two very polished tag teams.
Very polished. And, you know, Kyle O'Reilly, you know, he being an MMA style.
Yep.
And that goes great with Quinn.
It's two different styles.
Smashing
colliding,
up. But I think Quinn and Kyle O'Reilly's would match up perfectly. Now, I do have Kyle O'Reilly winning this match for this reason. I see what happening is Bobby Fish getting knocked out because that's what he does best.
And hurting his knee.
And hurting his knee.
And not smelling like piss and baby shoes.
Yeah. Fucking strong. What? Ruined every fucking thing. Anyways, so I see Kyle O'Reilly getting set up for Gin and Juice by Private Party.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
So then I see, as they're about to hit it, I see Bobby Fish coming in to doing the fish hook.
Ah, that flying fish hook. That's hot.
Flying fish hook. Okay. And then I have Kyle just pinning because he's already
right.
They're already knocked down. Now the reason I do this is because Private Party, they are a young tag team, but they're young.
They've got time to grow.
They got time to grow. Undisputed Era is a set tag team. They've already had championship wins. I'm sure Private Party has too. I'm not doubting their championship, but I'm saying in like a major company.
And also, Undisputed Era just has more experience on that big stage.
They do.
The big thing is, you know, Undisputed Era, they've been through the worst thing you could ever go through. They've gone through the smell of piss and baby shoes.
This is a fucking baby shoes. My God, are you okay with that? Are you really hate strong, don't you?
Fucking piss and baby shoes.
Piss and baby shoes. Why baby shoes, my question, though?
I didn't tell them to smell like that. I wasn't like, you know what would be really good for your career, my guy? If you came out smelling like piss and baby shoes. That's going to get over. That's hot.
That's going to get over. That is. Alrighty, now. Next match.
When we talked this over, when we were going over this, he had no idea I was going to make the piss and baby shoe thing.
No, I did not. I think they got that from the fact that that catches there every time. Alright. So our next match is a champion versus champion. I felt we needed a kind of style match.
All right, so who do you got? What champion, AEW champion, is being represented in this match?
I have the TNT champion.
Dynamite?
No.
Damn it.
It's just TNT champion, Cody Rhodes. You know, the nightmare.
Don't fucking say Rhodes here, motherfucker. God damn it. Fuck. So Cody Rhodes,
after that little spot, I don't know. Cody Rhodes, you know, the nightmare, that you know, to be the opposite of his father, you know, because, you know,
you're
always going to be the opposite of your father, you know.
I'm just saying, technically, Dustin Rhodes was the nightmare first, but, you know, I'm just going to throw that out there, you know. Fucking gimmick show,
no,
bitch.
He's the natural now, you know.
Also, your neck tattoo is fucking ugly.
It is. I don't know what the fuck. Cody, whoever just told you the neck tattoo was a good idea... Yeah, need to punch him in the throat.
That's fair. And he's taking on NXT's resident mountain of man titties.
Man titties?
Floppy man titties at that.
Floppy man titties.
The NXT United Kingdom champion, Walter.
Ooh, la la.
And the way I see this going is a lot like Cody and Lance. Vance Archer went, where, you know, it's big man versus little man, you know. Just your typical big man, little man match. I see Cody's chest being chopped so badly that he starts bleeding. Because, you know, that's Waller's thing. That's his thing. I see Cody going for the crossroads, only to get countered because, you know, he just doesn't have the power to take down Walter. Walter hits him with that big boot, goes to the top, diving headbutt. Pretty academic at that point. It's your standard Cody Rhodes match.
Yeah.
It's your 20-minute pay-per-view Cody Rhodes match.
Yeah. Cody gets his ass kicked and then he comes back for a little bit. You know, hits the disaster kick, hits his crossroads at least once.
Yep.
They kick out of it, and then he goes for another one. And then he goes for another one. And then the second one, he gets caught.
Yep.
If he's going to lose, he's going to lose by that third crossroads.
Right.
And, you know.
Because Cody's going to lose, but Cody still has to look great because he's not a mid-carder.
No, he's not a mid-carder. He hates the word mid-carder. So don't say mid-carder around Cody. Sorry, Cody. You're a mid-carder. He's a mid-carder. The title's a mid-carder title. You can get over it. Sorry, I hate the fact that they go, get Cody.
Yeah, you need to cut your shit out, Cody, before you start smelling like piss and baby shoes.
Start cut your shit out before you start talking like Vince.
That's such good shit, damn it. Yeah. All right, what do you got next?
Next up, we got a fatal four-way.
Ooh.
All right, who do you have coming down to the fatal four-way today?
On the NXT side, I've got Cameron Grimes and Isaiah Swerve Scott.
I do like Swerve Scott. I've seen his matches. He is a fantastic
guy. He used to be Killshot in Lucha Underground.
I know. One thing I actually did know. I don't know much about Lucha Underground, but I did know that one.
I've been watching old school Lucha Underground, and that's actually going to be a future episode.
There you go.
I'm gonna have Shitstorm sit down and watch Lucha Underground with me the entire first season and see what his opinions are.
I don't know much about Cameron Grimes.
He used to be Trevor Lee in TNA.
Yeah, no, still nothing on my side. I just don't remember him. That's how memorable he's been to me. I don't remember him much.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Then I have Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy.
So your husband's in this match.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Darby Allin, of course. I'm a big fan, actually, of Orange Cassidy.
I love Orange Cassidy. I actually just ordered his shirt.
Yeah. I'm going to order a shirt next time I get a chance. So this is a fatal four-way match. Darby Allin excels in these. He always excels them because he can do whatever pretty much he wants. He's a daredevil. He's kind of, well, they say the second coming of Jeff Hardy. They say that. I think he's actually a little different breed of Jeff Hardy due to the fact that
I think he smells like baby shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Like Skechers, actually. Skechers brand baby shoes.
Skechers brand baby shoes.
Also, his wife pulled out a bloody tampon and used it as a weapon, and that's hot.
She got so much flack for that.
I mean, hey, she was a heel.
She was a heel, and my thing was, everybody's like, oh my god, it's no different. It's no different than somebody coming up, taking the blood and smearing it on their face.
Yeah, it's just like Mr. Sacco. It's just Mr. Pusso. Yo, he's your boy, Mr. Pusso. Sometimes I say shit just to try to pop Shitstorm, just because it's funny for me.
But I'm sorry, her doing that, and I understand why people are crossed out, but it's no different than back in the old WWE days where they bust them open and then sit there, take their blood, and just wipe it on them.
Yeah.
And wipe it on their face and on their chest. It's the same. It pretty essentially the same thing.
My counter to that is Big Dick Johnson.
We do not say that name.
Big Dick Johnson, who was also the executive producer of Lucha Underground. Yeah. Nice tie-in. He was!
I know he
Don't
was.
Don't fucking look at me like that.
Oh, that's what I did not know. Okay. All right, so pretty much what I said. I saw Grimes and Cassidy just going at it. Because I just saw that. I know a little bit about Grimes from what I've seen, but I don't know much about it. That's how memorable he is. But I know that him. But I just saw the final two being Darby and Scott. Because like I said, I have seen Swerve Scott.
Right.
Wrestle. I do like him. He's
I great. Love Killshot.
I love. Yeah, he great. Great arsenal. But what I see happening is Scott going for his finisher.
Mm-hmm.
And Darby ducking.
Right.
And then he come up, Darby gets up, has that second chance power up, and does the float over stunner into the coffin drop.
Academic, one, academic, two, three.
One, two, three. Just like the women's match. It's like a WWE four-way. It's chaotic, it's fun for a little bit, and then it gets down to the...
Right.
Right down to the nitty-gritty.
Eventually, it comes down to just two.
It comes down to two, and boom. Unless somebody's being sneaky. But I don't see anybody being sneaky in this match. So I have Darby winning, and that's what we got. Now we got our cool-down match.
Ah, this is the match of the night, boys. This is a tag team match. Who you got?
Who do I got? Who do I have? Okay, I'm telling you who I got. These are fine athletes.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. You will be. First up is... I don't want to say Mr. because I don't want to offend nobody. I'm going to say Mr. Oh, man. We got Sunny Kiss.
That's hot. Oh, that's hot.
And his tag team partner for the
Joey Janela?
No, Joey Janela is fuck all. And fuck off.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it this night. No, it is Marco the Midget Stunt.
First of all, his name is Mr. Fun Size.
Mr. Fuck Fun Size. Okay.
And now they're going up against the greatest tag team in NXT. No, not just NXT history. In the history of wrestling in general, there's never been a more dominant tag team. There's never been a tag team with this much sex appeal. The Fashion Police.
What's that, Road Warriors?
The Road Warriors have sex appeal?
I don't know, do they?
Do you think they're sexy?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Do you think we're talking hawk or animal?
I don't know.
Now you brought it up.
I stuck my foot in my mouth here.
Which one?
I'm just trying to be funny.
Which one's the cute one?
I'm just trying to be funny.
Are you a Paul Ellering guy?
I was just trying to be funny. Anyways, so we got the Fashion Police, and we got Sunny.
Find out next week to find out who the cutest Road Warrior is.
Oh my god. Okay. This was our cool down match. Honestly, we needed one, so we decided to put, I kind of decided to put Marco Stunt because I really wanted him onto the card. Because who doesn't love a little Marco Stunt?
Keep in mind, this man shit talks Marco Stunt all the time, he is like, I really need this man on the card. I really wanted Fandango on the card.
You're not shit talk Marco Stunt.
Motherfucker, when we first did this, you're like, I'd fire Marco Stunt.
I didn't say I'd keep him fired.
But no, I also really wanted Fandango on the card.
Yeah, so we had to put Tyler Breeze on it.
But who do you have winning?
In a strange turn of events, we have Marco Stunt and Sunny Kiss winning this match.
Wow. So you mean the Fashion Police got buried?
Very buried.
That's the most WWE thing on this show so far.
Have the... veteran tag team get buried by a tag team that doesn't make no sense. Hell yeah. All right. And then we have the second to our
semi-main event.
Semi-main event.
Oh, no.
Mr. Your favorite.
All right. Who do you got?
I have Mr. Chip Sabian.
And he's taking on Piss Daddy himself, the man that Baby Shoes forgot. The master of the backbreaker, the messiah of the backbreaker, the messiah of, oh my god, he's on the TV, let me change my channel to the fucking Gilmore Girls, Roderick Strong.
I mean, he does make me want to go watch Gilmore Girls too. Just saying.
I mean, Jared Padalecki was on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, he was.
He played Lorelai's boyfriend. No, Rory's boyfriend.
Rory.
Welcome to our Gilmore Girls themed podcast, where we talk about all of Rory's adorable boyfriends. What do you think about the one who drives the motorcycle?
I remember that one.
God damn it. Well, this is the end of the
podcast. I couldn't remember. I'm sitting here trying to think of that one. I'm just like,
I hope you've enjoyed our Gilmore Girls podcast.
We're going to go back to our regular schedule programming. And I don't know how this was scheduled. So, Roderick Strong and Kiss Sabian, how do you see this one going?
I think Penelope Ford comes in, kicks him in the dick. Hard target to hit, I know. But she found a way. So before the match, Penelope Ford went through sniper training. Because she needed to be able to find a small target. And there's no target smaller than Roderick Strong. She took lessons from Johnny Kick Him in the Ding Ding. Mr. Hot Dog Legs himself. He's like, all right, Penelope, don't get enticed by the smell of piss and baby shoes. Because it's when you get close, it's going to be strong. But I need you to hit the target.
I'm good.
He fucking died over there.
I'm good. Go ahead.
So, Ralph gets knocked down. Puppy 4 comes in, pulls a Johnny, kick him in the ding ding. has to roll out because she gets the smell of piss and baby shoes on her, which unfortunately causes Kip Sabian to win the match, but ultimately he can't get over the fact that Penelope Ford now smells like piss and baby shoes and cancels the engagement. And Penelope Ford spends the rest of her life alone as a crazy cat lady.
I'm good. Give me a minute.
Okay. And unfortunately, as Roger Strong is laying there, all the crowd is chanting, "Baby shoes! Baby shoes!" And he's just laying in the ring and he pisses his pants. And then the crowd starts chanting, "You fucked up! You fucked up!" And there's, he gets the microphone, he's like, "You guys think I smell like baby shoes? Huh? Huh?" And they're like, and everyone's like, "Baby shoes! Baby shoes! Baby shoes!" So he gets his feelings hurt and he starts crying. But don't worry, because who's that? It's Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, and they've got Pampers and baby powder. They change his diaper in the middle of the ring, burp him, and he's a happy baby again, and we move on to the main event.
All right. After that lovely display, I guess you want to call it that.
Hey, I mean, they had a don't you remember the first ever Crybaby match?
That's true.
That's basically the same premise. Yeah. Which they, it was so popular, they brought it back for 2K20. Aren't you excited?
I know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anyways. Main event of the evening. 12-person man tag.
Okay. Who you got on the AEW side?
All right, AEW side. I got my team cat from the Pac. Just
badass. The bastard.
The bastard. Gotta love it. Luchasaurus.
The bastard.
The bastard. Dinosaurs.
The Lucha bastard.
The Lucha bastard. There you go. I got Mr. Le Champion himself.
Canadian bastard.
Jericho. And then I have John Moxley. Hardcore bastard.
I got nothing.
I got nothing. Yeah, I said hardcore bastard. Then I got the self-proclaimed chairman of AEW, Sean Spears.
10 bastards.
And then I have Ciro Mero. I don't even think I said that right. That's
translation bastard.
Pentagon Jr.
All right. And then on the NXT side, we've got my team captain, the man, the NXT champion, Adam Cole, baby. That is his full name. And then next up, I have the NXT North American Champion, Limitless, Keith Lee. Next up, I've got Mr. 420, Mr. Dankweed, Mr. Smoking the Devil's Lettuce, Mr.
Bro, I'm still fucking high.
Mr. Dude, Where's My Car? Matt Riddle.
Say, done?
And then I've got the fairy tale ending himself, the man whose constant search for gold he never ceases, Tommaso Ciampa. And then I've got the man who plows the puss of Scarlet Bordeaux, Karrion Kross. What?
No.
You don't like that one?
No, I liked it. It took me for a second. That one took me a second.
And then the man that Vince McMahon forgot, the demon, Finn Balor.
He didn't forget him.
Really?
He didn't forget him. He just pulled him out whenever he didn't have an actual match.
God damn it, where's Finn? There's so many fucking short people. Are you Finn? No, no, sir. I'm Bo Dallas. Who the fuck is Bo Dallas?
Are you Finn?
No, sir. I'm still Bo Dallas. Damn it! I need you to get a new gimmick. I need you to be Finn Balor.
I can't, sir. I can't fly like him.
Cut your hair and be Finn Balor.
I'm part of the B team, sir.
The B team. We only have A's here. We don't have B+ players. Unless you're Daniel. Ben. Do you smell that? Is that pissing baby shoes? God damn it, who let Roderick Strong on the main roster?
You good?
That's bad shit, damn it.
You good?
And then Tony Khan's like, hello, I'm Tony Khan. I don't know what he sounds like.
I don't either. And then we got Finn Balor as the demon. So pretty much how we had this going down. Finn Balor the demon kind of takes away from Pentagon Jr.
Yeah, they kind of cancel each other out. They have a competitive match against each other, but at the end, you know, the way I see it is they fight to the outside, and it's actually a double countout on Penta and the demon.
Oh, if you don't know, this is an elimination match.
Yeah.
Finn Balor and Pentagon Jr. just eliminate each other. They go in the back. You know, they brawl.
They both have a mystique where didn't want either one to be pinned because it takes away. Demon doesn't need to be pinned, and Penta doesn't need to lose his heat.
Yeah.
So we just have them take each other out of the match. It's still important that they're in the match because, you know, you would want them representing your companies because
they're amazing.
Right.
I had Matt Riddle take out Jericho.
Right.
Just to give that Matt Riddle a little rub to take out Jericho, but I think, you know, Jericho gives him the Walls of Jericho.
I think it's fitting because Jericho's doing this whole MMA training thing now, so to have him be taken out by someone who actually does MMA.
Like I said, I think that Jericho tries to get Matt Riddle in the Walls, he does, and then Matt Riddle being Matt Riddle, easy get out, easy transition, takes out Jericho.
But before they start fighting, Jericho pulls out a microphone and was like, where the fuck are your shoes, baby? And Adam Cole's like, that's my thing, sir? Sir, that's my thing. He's like, I invented it, baby! Jericho invented everything.
Yeah, that's what he believes.
And then he's just like, you know what? You guys are out here stealing my thunder. Do you know what happens when you steal Jericho's thunder? Huh? Do you know what happens when you get in the ring and steal Chris Jericho's thunder?
Let me take a wild guess.
You just made the list!
Yep, that's what I figured. And then, let's see. Then I would have, have Luchasaurus come in and take out Matt Riddle.
There is one other thing you should know, though. Before Jericho leaves, he also makes mention that Roderick Strong is also on the list for some, like, pissing baby shoes.
You just can't get over that, can you?
Could you get over that smell?
No, you got a point.
The ring still smells like pissing baby shoes, too. Everyone's in the ring like, the fuck is that smell?
Well, Robert Strong had a match for us.
And Adam Cole's just like, I know, man. I know. You get used to it. Baby. Well,
I mean, we can't bury Strong anymore than WWE has anyway.
Oh, I can try.
I bet you could. I bet you can do an entire podcast of burying Roderick Strong.
I should have him come on the podcast and be like, listen, you piece of shit. This is everything I don't like about you. Baby shoes and pee. End of podcast. And he'd be like, what the fuck just happened?
Why did I get on that podcast?
He's on Twitter like, someone keeps saying I smell like piss and baby shoes. And I don't understand what's happening. And all the other stream areas are the rest of the other stream area are like, man, you definitely don't smell like piss or baby shoes. No. Anyways, back to this action.
Well, I had Luchasaurus come in and take out Matt Riddle.
Okay.
Because the Luchasaurus being the big guy just kind of comes in. They have a good competitive match, but eventually, man, you know, Luchasaurus wins.
And then eventually Luchasaurus falls victim to the spirit bomb by Keith Lee.
Correct. Keith Lee comes in and takes care of that. And then, of course, you have the wild card of Jon Moxley. But here's what I think. Here's what I think happens, though, because I do like Sean Spears. But I think Sean Spears should actually already have a championship title match, and it works because I think he's just so talented. But here's what I think.
Based off of his character, I can see Sean Spears just walking out of the match.
That is true. I didn't think about that. What I thought saw happening, though, was the fact that he wants to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
What I see happening is, like, Jon Mox comes in and starts to get rid of Keith. And
His paradigm shift on Keith Lee.
Keith Lee, and then Sean Spears tags in like blind tags
right
before he John Moxley hits the paradigm shift, and then pins Keith Lee, and then they start battling it out.
Right,
and they just take each other pretty much out of the match.
Right, themselves. They start brawling with each other.
Yeah, so
that kind of sets up a feud between the two down the line.
Exactly, and then here's how I honestly see it happening: it's just the match just ending. I see Pac, six pack of beer,
Neville,
the bastard,
Adrian
Neville?
Yeah. Yeah, the elf dude, you know? Yeah. Came out with a cape?
Yeah.
I like that guy. I don't know what this fucking Pac guy is, but he's a fucking bastard. That fucking Adrian Neville, though, that's hot. He doesn't smell like baby shoes.
I see him.
He got some big ears, though.
He got pointy ears.
Out here looking like a fucking Keebler elf. That's why he really grew his hair out, so you couldn't see those fucking ears anymore.
Probably.
He's like, God damn these fucking ears. I'm a fucking bastard. And I'm like, no, bitch, you're an elf. I see your ears.
You're a little bastard.
Get in my belly. No, little bastard, sir. Not little fat bastard.
All right. But I see, like I said, I see Pac taking out Ciampa by doing the Black Cross, I think it's called now. Red Cross still.
Black, you mean the Black Arrow?
Black Arrow, that's what I think it's called now.
Into the Rings of Saturn?
Yeah, Into the Rings of Saturn, and Ciampa passes out because I don't think Ciampa should be taking like a pin or tapping
out. No, I can't see, I could not see Ciampa tapping.
Well, what I see happening is Pac gets Ciampa to pass out. They roll Pac out of the ring, and you know how he likes to sit.
Yeah.
And look at it, like, do it. And then once he gets up to do that, here comes Sneaky Adam Cole, who got, you know, messed up, quote unquote.
Right, he was down on the outside.
Down on the outside. Comes in, last shots Pac from, and just gets it right in the back of the head. 1-2-3 Adam Cole wins with a sneaky win, but still a win. It's a win, bitch. Anyways, let's go.
Let's go. That's the last match.
I know, that's the last match. I'm just being goofy now. No, yeah, like, let's go. That would be the end of the match, and then that Adam Cole, because Adam Cole is just Adam Cole, man.
Right.
I think, like, his run has been amazing.
I think it's important, like, I know, like, a tie isn't necessarily a satisfying conclusion, but like we said earlier, these guys are not going to let another company go over them. No. This would be the only way they would work together. It's not like a New Japan working with a Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously they've done that quite a few times, and they've been able to, you know, be like, all right, well, you win this year, I'll win next year. WWE is the one who would really have the problem with this. Vince would not do this if he was going to lose. Hell, honestly, he probably wouldn't even do it if he was going to tie. He would have to win.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, we have him.
Look at the invasion storyline.
Yeah, look at the
invasion. He owned all these fucking contracts, and he still felt like he had to win.
Here's the thing. The only reason this Survivor Series went NXT way, because I think Vince knew he did that just so that they'd go over AEW.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When they didn't, he just had Raw and SmackDown bury the motherfucker. Bury him. I mean, look at, who's NXT champion right now?
Adam Cole.
For women?
For the women, Charlotte Flair.
I'm sorry, Charlotte shouldn't be an NXT champion and be on Raw and SmackDown.
Honestly, the whole unifying all the women's titles, I'm not against it, but I'm sick and tired of them doing things just because she's Charlotte Flair. We have to give her this. Woo!
Yeah. Like, Charlotte Flair had been given so much. Well, there are people out there saying, well, she didn't get storyline she wanted. Okay, and I'm sure there are 1,000 women right now.
Help. Look at Moxley. He left because of the storylines they gave him.
Look at Ember Moon.
Yeah.
Talented girl.
Probably going to have to retire.
Probably going to have to retire due to all her injuries. Guess what? She got a storyline. She should have got a storyline.
Never got a run with the roster title.
Honestly, she's the one that should have came in against Asuka.
Yeah.
Charlotte Flair should have never took Asuka's undefeated streak. Sorry. Never should have.
Everyone's like, oh, but the match itself was so good. I'm like, but what? Look at what happened after the match. Charlotte kept being sure that Asuka wasn't Asuka anymore.
No.
She fucking lost to Carmella.
Dude.
James Ellsworth.
Yeah, due to James Ellsworth. She played the dumb face. She played the dumb face.
Exactly.
Oh, who's... I'm in a match, but oh my god, somebody's wearing a mask. Who cares? Of course. Beat the match and then go kick the head off.
Literally, it took Asuka up until this year, probably really Money in the Bank, to recover. And she, that run with the SmackDown Women's title, that was just a placeholder.
Yeah. Oh, another thing. She wins the Money in the Bank. I guarantee they already knew Becky was pregnant.
Probably.
So, what was the point of giving... Then what I think should have happened was, if they were going to give Asuka the championship, I thought they should have had another ladder match.
Yeah. Because they just completely negated the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
But the real problem with WWE is the fact that they hire people who smell like fucking piss and baby shoes.
Fuck your piss and baby shoes bullshit, man.
I mean, are you... Let me ask you something. Would you buy a Roderick Strong shirt?
No.
And why wouldn't you buy one?
I'm just not a fan.
Because you're not a fan because he smells like piss and baby shoes.
No.
Congratulations. The title of this week's episode is Piss and Baby Shoes. You got to work those titles in somehow.
I saw that coming.
Can't wait for people to click on that and be like, the first one was hookers then cocaine and now we're on piss and baby shoes? What the fuck? But on a serious note, I really do want to thank you guys for the support you showed the first episode of the podcast.
Oh, 100%. Like, we set out, we were like, you know what, we're going to try this. We didn't think much of it.
Right.
We thought, we're going to try it. We're going to be goofy. All this is unscripted, by the way.
Guys. Right, like, this was episode one, shitstorm, no idea what we were going to talk about. I didn't tell them anything.
No. And then this one, we were just sitting around going, you know what? We created a pay-per-view. Why don't we just do it? Why don't we do it on the podcast and show everybody what we thought? And let us know what your ideas are on our winners and winners, guys. Do you think that the other people should have won?
Right.
Do you think it should have went a different way?
Do you like the people that we picked to represent? I was very surprised that the Machine was not on your list at all. The
Machine?
Brian Cage. You didn't use him at all.
Brian Cage, I'm going to say this. Brian Cage is not my favorite.
You didn't use MJF either.
I think MJF, and also MJF, okay. Brian Cage right now is just Brock Lesnar's button chops, from as far as I can see it.
That's fair.
He's just the generic powerhouse that comes in, acts like he, and he does the big shot thing where he just, there's no character honestly to him. He's just, come in, be big man. I pick things up, I put things down, I win championships.
The big thing you're going to have on your end is the lack of the Young Bucks, the lack of Kenny, and the lack of Hangman Page, because you didn't use them at all.
My thing is, I was going to, but my thing is, okay, Hangman Page, I'm not a big fan of Kenny Omega. I'm going to say it now, I'm not a big fan. I think he's decent in the ring. I think he just uses, I'm glad when I watched Stampede Man, I didn't see him with so many damn V-triggers.
Oh, God. V-trigger. One-winged angel! Also, can we stop pretending that's the best finish in wrestling?
It's not. It really isn't.
I love Hangman Page.
I love having Hangman Page. My thing is...
I love the gimmick he's got right now.
I do. My thing is, they're a tag team. And in this, I didn't want to break them up. I didn't want to put them in my six, man, because I was like... I didn't want to use the... Everybody was expecting me to use the Elite.
Right.
Everybody expected me to use a lot of the Dark Order. The only reason I used Jericho is just because I'm a fan of Jericho. Not the Inner Circle. I'm a fan of Jericho.
I will say one thing. I love the Inner Circle.
I love the Inner Circle. I love what they're doing.
I think Ortiz and them are hilarious.
They are.
I really like what they've done with Hager.
Oh, my God.
He's got personality now.
Yeah, 100%.
Sammy's okay.
Sammy's all right.
He's kind of like the com... Well, they're all comedy acts, but... Yeah. He's like... I mean, the motherfucker was like... They're like, hey, Sammy, can you get run over by a golf cart? And there's like, yeah, I can do that.
So, my thing is, everybody expect us to. Everybody expect us to use the Elite.
Right.
To use, you know, I use Cody just because he's TNA champ, TNT champion. Almost a TNA like JR did. Because that's who I wanted. But other than that, I like I said, everybody expected me to use the Elite. But we've seen the Young Bucks in the major title. We've seen Cody in the major title. We've seen Omega. We've seen Dustin.
I think you really missed out by not using two people for your tag teams. You really should have considered using Jake the Snake Roberts and Arn Anderson. Halfway through the match, you can do like Jake did in that promo. He's like, Arn, you looking thick. And I was like, all right. Arn's out here looking thick.
I didn't want to use Lance Archer, really.
Right.
For one reason. I like the character, don't get me wrong, but I don't like the finisher.
I hate the finisher.
And I wish they'd give him... I love Jake, but Jake's promos are great.
And getting Jake over.
Are getting Jake over. My problem is, the way he delivers them is just sad. It's just all the drugs and stuff he's used, it destroys his voice. And it just doesn't sound as intimidating as it used to be. I'm sorry, that's just my point. But I do think that he is getting, you know, Lance Archer over. I didn't want to use anybody really obvious. I just didn't want to use anybody really truly obvious of through my match picking because I just didn't want to. That's why I said my sixth man, I choose Pac because you haven't seen Pac. I still love to see it. Luchasaurus. He's usually in a tag team. You don't usually see him in singles. John Moxley's the champion. I thought that'd be a great. Sean Spears, you see him in dark matches. Pentagon Jr., I've seen him in a bit because of a belly injury. So I just
he can't get into the country because of the quarantine.
Well, that too. Well, okay, so, you know.
So this is the same with Pac.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I wanted to choose people that you wouldn't really see, like Private Party. You've only seen on dark matches. You want to see the main event. Right now. So, that's why I didn't use the Elite. That's why I didn't use any more of the Dark Circle. I don't even like the inner Dark Circle.
Dark Order? Joined the Dark Order.
We did join the Dark Order, though. That was dumb. I love the Inner Circle. I just didn't want to use a lot of the Inner Circle. And the females... AEW does not have that many females.
You chose the best of what you had.
Yeah, so, I mean, if... there anybody I didn't choose, I'm sorry. I sat there and looked at the record and I didn't see anything I liked.
If your favorite wrestler didn't make it in our list, be sure to leave your list in the review section below. Who would you have put in?
Like I said, let us know if you like our outcomes or should somebody else have become the outcome.
Like, this is something we do a lot where we book stuff. Like, there was one night we booked a year's worth of matches for the women's division of WWE,
which unified the two
SmackDown titles. And Raw, yeah, women's titles, and also made the tag women's tag team titles mean something.
Yeah.
So this is something we do a lot. I don't know how often it'll be on the podcast.
Let us know.
Just again, this won't always be a wrestling themed podcast. We do have other areas to talk about. It just happened to be that this was something we were already talking about, and it just translated well to a podcasting situation. It's 1 a.m. and we ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, I take my deal, but
he's tired.
I'm tired.
He tie tie.
Yeah, well, he's still got a couple things to do, but that's all I got for you guys today. I love y'all. Thank you for the support and thank you for being here. Please just share this through our podcast. Our podcast grows with you guys. So, like I said, and if you guys want us to talk about any topics, hey, let us know.
And before we leave for the day, I just want to stress one more thing. If you or someone you know has been affected by the smell of piss and baby shoes, I have a number that you can call to reach out for help. That number is 765-586-8394. Again, if you have been affected by baby shoes or piss, that number again is 765-586-8394.
Okay, then.
He's scratching his head trying to figure out whose number that is. But also, make sure you take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. It's scary out there right now.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. Stay humble. And care about yourself, but care about others as well. And the big thing, the biggest takeaway from this is next week, we'll find out which Road Warrior is the cutest.